feel like nothing all night long. All right. Hello, everyone. I am back. I'm so excited to be back in the studio. It's been a long, long 5 weeks without WMFO. My name is Julia, and you are listening to Hot Tub Tapes at my usual Monday slot at 3 for the very last semester. So we're going to make it a very special semester here on air. As always, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Ooh, I miss saying that quite a lot. It's nice to be back in the studio. And since I've been gone for winter break for a long time, I feel like I've listened to a lot of music in that month. And today we're kind of just going to go through some of the stuff that I've been listening to at home, at other places over the last month. I'm super excited that a lot of people are tuning in today. So if you are listening to the show, give me a holler in the chat. Let me know that you're listening and who you are. Maybe tell your name so I don't have to guess from your weird screen name. And we started off that set with Plastic Hearts by Miley Cyrus. I am fully back in my Plastic Hearts phase. I know Miley just released a new single called Flowers, and I love it. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm a huge, huge fan of her brand new single, and kind of inspired me to go back and listen to her older stuff. And this is her 80s album that she released in, what, 2018, I want to say, sometime around there. And it's just got some great features on it, some great collabs, and it's been my, like, getting ready to go out album lately. And it's just, she's so good. Miley's a queen. I don't care what you think about her, but no one does it like Miley, and I will stand on that hill until the day I die. And we're going to keep it going with a lot of, as always, I feel like when it gets a little colder, the weather's been kind of shitty. Ooh, shouldn't say that. But actually, I'm so all over the place. It's beautiful. It's 50 degrees today in Boston. But winter sucks. And when it gets to be wintertime, I feel like I play a lot of sad women music, as do a lot of other people. So we're going to be playing a lot of female artists today. I'm a sucker for a great, like, post-punk band with a female vocalist. So we'll be doing a lot of that. A lot of angry women, too. A lot of new stuff. A lot of old stuff. A whole mix. A potpourri of music, if you will, of my last month. So let's keep it rolling. Next up is a band called Pretty Sick, and this track is called Black Tar. It's off their new album, which came out in September. And I've played some Black Tar on the show, or I played some Pretty Sick on the show before. So that's all I have to say to you. I'm gonna see if I can find a laptop charger, or else we might be in trouble. So I will come back and chat in a bit. But this is Black Tar.
I can't breathe, but I feel so warm and sweet. All right, you just heard Deaf by Just Mustard, a great Irish band that a friend or a former colleague showed me. And I always think it's so special when people send me music and I end up liking it. So send me music. I'm always down to listen to something new. And if I like it, I'll tell you. And if I don't like it, I'll tell you. So always be honest about that. And before that, you heard Black Tar by Pretty Sick, a song that is getting a little contentious in the chat. Both songs, actually. But apparently, Black Tar is a type of heroin. And the person who told me that is my dad. And I don't really know how to feel about the fact that he knows that. So we're going to move on from that one. And there's been some debates about mustard in the chat. So if you have an opinion on mustard, let me know. I happen to love mustard. It's kind of my only condiment that I like. I'm a big Dijon mustard fan, as people know. It's my go-to salad dressing. Fantastic salad dressing. And next up is another Irish band, a band that I love, and I played a ton on this show, Fontaines D.C. This track is off of their newest album, Skinty Fia. Such a fun name. Such a great post-punk band. This song is called Roman Holiday. And before we play that song, I want to do a quick update. I don't know if you were listening last semester, you'll remember that I had a music pen pal that I was really excited about. We like connected over email and we would talk about our favorite music together. And it was just so awesome. And I would like my audience to know that he ghosted me and has not emailed me back since November. And it's been something that's really been weighing on me and makes me really sad. So if my pen pal is out there listening to this or not, please, you know, send him some energy. And maybe he'll respond to me this semester. Maybe not. I don't need him anyway. I don't need a pen pal. I can talk to myself about music. All right, moving on. This is Fontaines D.C. with Roman Holiday. And right after that, we're going to get with one of my favorite bands, Cults, a great early 2010s alt band. So lots of good stuff coming up. This is Roman Holiday.
Thank you. know you're not a writer. You're my bridge to me.
All right, you just heard Bad Things by Cults, and this is why having a radio show is so awesome, because listeners point out things to me that I don't even know, and I am the first to admit where I don't know something, and I had no idea that that song was sampled by J. Cole, and two of my listeners pointed that out to me, so thank you. Keep it coming with that interesting musical knowledge. Thank you for that. So now I have to go listen to the J. Cole song, but very cool. I feel like I played a song last semester that I think, like, Vince Staples sampled, maybe? Or Schoolboy Q. Schoolboy Q sampled another, like, indie alt song, which is, like, really cool, that cross-genre collaboration. You know how it is. The chat is really active. I feel like it's so hard not to just focus on the chat and, like, talk about what people are saying, but keep it coming. I'm very entertained here in the studio. Technically on the clock, still at work, and no work is happening. Clearly, right now. Next up, we have a Foxygen track called No Destruction, and then another one of my favorite post-punk bands, one of my favorite albums of the year, but this is an earlier track from them. They're called Dead, D-E-H-D, and the track I'm going to play is Loner. So, keep it up. Also, I don't know why I feel like I need to state this, but people are coming after me for not knowing what Black Tar Heroin is, and I do know what Black Tar Heroin is. Thank you. I was just surprised that my dad knew what it was. So, take that as you will. Take that as you will. Moving on, with lots more music coming right at you, this is Foxygen with No Destruction.
I'm sending you this photograph of
Alright, that was Loner by Dead. Great song, great new album. Go check it out. And before that was No Destruction by Foxy Gin. And as someone in the chat was pointing out, very similar to kind of a Velvet Underground vibe, which is why I love them. I love, 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 love the Velvet Underground. One of my favorite pre-2000 bands. Keep it coming in the chat. We got lots of people tuning in today. It's a gorgeous day in Boston. Uncharacteristically warm. But as we know, this weekend we'll be in the negative, so we gotta take it as it is and enjoy it. And we're gonna keep it rolling because I have so much music left, and I'm not doing a great job at keeping track of time today. I'm just too excited to be here. And next up is a song called Mother Nature's Bitch by OK Kaya. And I actually had to Google, is bitch okay to play on the radio? And it is. It's not part of the FCC rules. And actually, I was really excited about getting a nighttime show this semester so I could play some explicit music in the hours between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. That did not work out for me, but I'm sure I will sub at some point at night, and I will just put all of my explicit hip-hop music into that show. So look out for that. And then we're going to play some Caroline Rose, one of my favorites. So this is OK Kaya with Mother Nature's Bitch.
Everybody, please give a warm welcome to this current mood. Here I am, easy to please. Here I am, okay with it. Here I am, being Mother Nature's bitch.
That was Freak Like Me by Caroline Rose. A great song with even better lyrics. I'm such a fan of Caroline Rose. I played her a lot on this show before. And recently, over winter break, I was super bored and I made a playlist of all of my favorite songs from 2022 with red album covers. And it's a beautifully aesthetic looking playlist and you should take a look at it. And this song, Freak Like Me, was on it because Caroline's new album, Superstar, has this gorgeous red album cover, so go take a look. Before that, I played Mother Nature's Bitch by OK Kaya, and we're going to keep it rolling along. We have so much more music. We have a PSA to do. We're busy, but I wanted to thank everyone for listening. I have some listeners who are listening live, but not in the chat. I have some devoted fans who are not even listening, but they're still in the chat. So however you are arriving here today at Hot Tip Tapes, you are welcome. And I'm so, so happy. I love this. This show makes me so happy. And it's been one of my favorite parts of college. And it makes me really sad that it's my last semester of college radio ever. But I feel like wherever I go, I'll find some way to infiltrate your airwaves. So won't be long until I'm on the air again. Don't worry about it. Next up is a band called Porridge Radio, one of my favorite band names ever, just so cool. And this song is an older track of theirs called 7 Seconds, and the album cover has some lemons on it, and it's just, it's a cool situation. And then after that, we're going to play the brand new Tennis, album, very exciting. So this is 7 Seconds by Porridge Radio.
my head into the water, sink into it, rise above it, climb into the sky. I love it. I love it.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What on earth was that PSA? That was not at all what I was expecting. My apologies to my loyal listeners. That was kind of wild. I love a surprise PSA, though. I love never knowing what I'm going to get until I click on it. You only get, like, the title of the PSA. So I was like, oh, Road Trip Forest, like, cute. Was not expecting, like, Trap Remix, but we're keeping it fresh here at Hot Tub Tapes. We got a few more songs for you. That was Let's Make a Mistake Tonight by Tennis. Their new album, Pollen, comes out on February 10th, my brother's birthday. So it's coming up, and I'm really excited for this album. Tennis is an awesome band, and their lead female singer has, like, the best hairdo in probably all of rock music, and you should look her up because she's awesome. And I would love to, like, see her live and see it in action. And before that was 7 Seconds by Porridge Radio, and we're going to keep it moving. Next up is brand new U.S. Girls. U.S. Girls is back, and this track is called Future Bet. And then we're going to play some Julian Baker. And if you know something about me, it is that I love, 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 love sad women. And sad women singers, specifically. And brand new Boy Genius came out, the supergroup composed of Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers. And people are really excited about that. But I thought, no, I'm not going to play the new Boy Genius. I feel like everyone's heard it. And I feel like out of the three, Julian Baker gets the least recognition. But there would be no Phoebe and there would be no Lucy without Julian. She's the one who really started it all. She kind of pioneered that sad girl indie sound. And I have listened to a ridiculous amount of Julian Baker over winter break. I'm not sad. I don't know what this is about me, but I was on a lot of planes over break, and I feel like she's great, like, feeling your emotions playing music. And so I want to play some Julian Baker. I want to give her a little shout-out, a little highlight. And this is from the track I'm going to play. It's from her 2021 album called Little Oblivions, and the track is called Ringside. And she is just fantastic. Fantastic singer, fantastic, fantastic lyricist. And I think that she deserves a little more recognition. So this is some US Girls and then some Julian Baker. And we'll come back, we'll chat, and then I have one more song for you. Perfect.
I'll give you a ringside seat. it's embarrassing. I'm sorry that you had to see me like that. Save me while I drag you down. I wanna fix it, but I don't know how. It isn't fair to make you wait around while all your friends are going out. So Jesus,
wasn't that song so flipping good? I love Julian Baker so much, and I once described her music to someone as it feels like a punch, and I feel like that's just like really accurate, especially this album. Her 2021 album is a lot more rocky, a lot more guitars than her piano ballads, but if you're looking for something to really destroy you, listen to the song Turn Out the Lights and tell me you don't feel like a pit of despair after you listen to that song. Maybe that's what you want. Maybe, you know, sometimes that's the feeling I need for music, but not all the time. And I've got one more track for you on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in far and wide from San Diego to Boston and beyond. I'm so excited to be back in my regularly scheduled programming here Mondays at 3. And as always, you're listening to Hot Tip Tape, and my name is Julia on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I will be back next Monday. If anyone has any suggestions, I might take them, I probably won't, but send them to me anyway for what you want to hear on the show. Thank you to my very active users in the chat. My dad's tuning in. Always love when my dad listens, as this show was inspired by him, as it always is. And the last song I'm going to play, this one goes out to my housemates. And if we're really talking about music that's just been like an earworm stuck in my head that I just have not been able to stop listening to, this song, for some reason, my friend Lenore was playing it a couple weeks ago. And I kind of re-remembered it and got back into it. And I can't stop listening to it. And I don't care that she's a model. I don't care that it's popular on TikTok. It's a good, good song. And that's right. I'm referring to Moves by Suki Waterhouse. I do not care. It is so good. And I will be singing along in the studio, I'm sure. So this is what I'm going to send you out with on this Monday afternoon. And I'll be back next Monday. So, yeah. This is Moves by Suki Waterhouse. I'll see you next week.
Said I look like Suzy Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion. And I said that's alright. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. Know that I got this. I'ma put some goddamn moves on you, babe. I know you need it. Die a double death for you, death for your secrets. I'll find another way for you, wait till you see it. Put some goddamn moves on you, God knows you need it. I know you're in the city, should be spending all my time with you. I can't forget the feeling, even if I wanted to. I know that you're scared, someone's gonna ruin you. Don't make it complicated, don't tell me what you're going through. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. Know that I got this. I'm gonna put some goddamn moves on you, babe. I know you need it. Die a double death for you, death for your secrets. I'll find another way for you, wait till you see it. Put some goddamn moves on you, God knows you need it. You should know. You should know that I want.